And now it's time for a special live broadcast courtesy of K103.7. We will take you live to the Knights of Columbus Hall for Candidates Night ahead of the July 7th Mohawk Council of Gotnawage elections.
Sego Gunawage Nono, I'm Lance DeLille. This is the live broadcast of Candidates Night here at the Knights of Columbus on K103.7. Tonight, we are going to be listening to the candidates, and they're going to have their discussion about the reasons why they're going to be running for council. We are going to go directly now to the electoral officer, Angus Muntour, who will be handling the proceedings for today. Angus?
Gregory Gunawage, thank you for coming. We welcome you to the 2018 Meet the Candidates. I'm not too sure if you can hear me well. Testing. Can we try that? Again, I'd like to thank you for coming here. We want to both welcome K103.7, who are in the process now of doing a live broadcast, and I welcome to FNTV, who are also broadcasting live on the internet. Before we begin any proceedings here, we'd like to welcome Mr. Joe McGregor to open the session for us. And afterwards, I'll be giving you the agenda. Joe. I always wanted to make an entrance like this from behind a curtain, and I think I made it tonight. I just want to welcome each and every one of you as beautiful people, the community people, that took the time to be here today on this great and beautiful night. Very important night. And I also like to really welcome here all the candidates. And I wanted to tell you, I can't really turn around every way. I love you all, okay? And so, then you what you hold, what I say, son. Then I tell you what you want to do. Nega di nega hunde, nana gan hura dum, sir. Just go ahead, nes gone, I don't want to know you. Then, oh, you want to see your nana di what to do. I'll go ego, go nego, scone, I'll go hugger. Tani nego nen su kaya jisu. Ya tani su su se juga ten jis tadunyu. Sekarang aku ego nunggu aku sedate. Nada tu wari wana tunyu aku sekarang aku hake. Wari wak nega tu aku sekejaga senuni. En ayo tu suwani kumura. I'd like to also mention my dear relation that tonight, you know, it's a great night. And anything goes on tonight should be very calm. It should be very beautiful. All the people that do all this great work for us in the community, they try their best all the time. So I just wanted to pass that word. When God did what I said, sir, nagadi did what Jerry did, and it's gone, Honda got what they do. And yet, in this town, who's that you want to see the Gonzara, where the Jago doctor, but the Kia Mahajagon, I don't want to know again. Negeri ini agak-agak nenek jatuh negatif juga. Nenek kena daru wanis kini kena daru asa kahimu dengu kahimu tak gerung tak gunsu jatuh negod enu kejoh negansu. Nega dio ni rawero sane kna ga na gar ge go jo go to sa go awe ne rawa sa go ya a rawero ha jene ka shiru nyanyu e tiyo ga na ga wa sa go to nya de ga yo de nya de ga ji nu ga nya de ga nas ko ge ne na we di kwali hoin ho ga de sa ga de sara ga na ga jo na ka wa nya de wa ro de ne hu ndo ga shiru nya da ko ne ga dio ni no ru ge na ga wa sa go to ga ji don so sa go ya da ska tsu de ne na we di ti at ka to ska na to no tin ho ga chin ji de to da wa ye ka de sara ge su Kon hoda tu ati hua te chas ne wani sara aten iho di atas kasten yu ati ikum. Ocha goni ti tan sun rati jenu ches tum ten hada ni atanyus. Nega di oni ni na ne oni ra weru. Ni anna ka ati na unat saru kwa tum haje skuru gen na ka asa tai kwa stik yon skam sa tuwa tan di nuhun saage. Nega di skan tuwa hua noni kwa hamda tuwa te wiyan tuwa tai ten hura tun kona kwa kwetu na yohtu na kwa ni kumura. Ona ka ati ne ene ka ati oni. Nene kaini hati wa raake, ni chikna tuwa jera do di wa rastu hajis. Nega di ne di tin hu raadu ni, ni kaita shiru di yukta jista ni kanda gamsa, tu sa tenam taha dokta, tu kana isa raadis ni. O koni ya kwenye ti sattu kumura di wairis. Nanda hati wana duje, tuwa haka daaz sunya ni zika hana karunyu. Masa di staru je, so iskanas ko dun hatan di na dihnyo je, di na da wangi jwa dun zaade. Nega di o ni ra wairis, adi hina kada ijih na uro, ra wairis kunyistungra nungra irungi. On kaadi chikaru hiyadu na kaadi chitu vahchi, chakane ke gara koras kada kehte goa, to swa teru da hiyadu hajis. Kan hura tu sanne ko iste kai da siru yata jista na kaana gomsa. Nene ta sa tenam da ha dokta da kan hausara arste ka nam ta iku hadu se. Nega joni ako ego neti sotna hni da chikaru hiyadu chikun sara jiste ko swa teru vasta da denyu de ko daidu wa da wangye. Nega di ni ne jana dolo hukunu kwe siru wana nagra stara diksa guma tinu wa suan di kun raja jitsna kaate chukwa. Nega di o ni askanda duwa huwe nuni kumta duwa da wiyanto da itin hura dun kono kwa kwetu na yohtu nu kwa ni kumra. Ono ka ati nenu jisto sumo yistaro kwa linyo dukot kakwil oku swasar da denyo da duwa da maye. Nega di nina ne ya kwe kuni ne ne tayna nuhti jek sa kuwa ya kunagra niya kudra suwa tanke. Sini ya kuta wuhe jeske chua duhun saate. Ono ka ati kwa rase santuna takateri huat kwe ni wakari wanhu dun kwa huni saate. Sebab sekali hua nega sekarang aku ego aku hendak buat wasa dah de. Orang kata dia kalau nak kau kau kalau sesi sesuatu aku ego. Enak yo sesuatu ni kau.
You're listening to the live broadcast of Candidates Night at the Knights of Columbus on K103.7.
The tentative schedule will be as follows. After I introduce, there'll be the first speech by Grand Chief Joseph Norton, followed by 5 minute speeches by each council chief candidate, and their names will be selected at random. My assistant will be pulling a name out of her bowl, and a chime will sound 15 seconds before 5 minutes is up to enable a candidate to close their statements. After all the speeches are done, we're going to have an intermission for 15 minutes, and then there will be a question and answer period conducted by community members, either by microphone or will provide pieces of paper for you to write your questions. At the end of that period, there'll be another closing by Joe McGregor and another closing by yours truly. What I'm hoping and what I want from the audience tonight is to have some respect and listen to their speeches, because according to the election law, every person who is currently here have met all requirements and they deserve to be here. So they deserve to have you listen to them. To start, we're going to have Grand Chief Joseph Norton, who has won by acclamation. And Joe said he's going to try to keep his speech very, very quick.
Y'all Angus, First of all, thank you for all being here tonight, and thank you for not running against me. It makes my job that much easier. But all joking aside, this is a very serious evening. All the candidates have taken the time to go through the procedure of being screened, as Angus has mentioned, and provide themselves to the public in order to be able to see if they're successful in terms of their candidacy. We have a mixture of returnees, incumbents attempting to retake their seats, if you will, and then we have others who have probably for the first time, or there's others who have been here before in the past, and they wish to try and come back and come forth with all their knowledge and their past experience to provide you with the kind of experienced leadership that they have demonstrated in the past. And in saying so, I mean, I think we have to acknowledge, too, there are three council members who decided not to run again. We have to acknowledge them in terms of the years and the time that they contributed to this most difficult position in this community. So hopefully the new council will know in 2 weeks' time, will understand that this is not a picnic. This is not a place where people can just ride the waves and see their way through, because there are so many issues, very difficult issues that we face internally, externally, both in the surrounding area as well as in the province, and in Ottawa, right across the country. As a Grand Chief, and I'm not here to talk basically about my position, but it's good to note and understand that being a Grand Chief isn't simply just sitting there and being a spokesperson. You also have to help and organize the council members themselves, because it's usually a very diverse representation that will be there. Representing the communities themselves, as you know, we're quite diverse ourselves, so there's a reflection in the community. So the Grand Chief, as well as others, have to think about and look at who the people are, their personalities, what talents they have, and the differences that will arise over the course of 3 years. I just came through a three-year period in sitting and looking at and hearing from those that I did not know really, only maybe saw once in a while somewhere. And it's a learning experience. It's a real growing experience. So again, in the next three years, what I'd like to do is try and mold a team of our council members to be able to serve you well. And that requires a lot of discipline on all of our parts, including myself, number one. So with those few words, I don't want to take up too much time. We have quite an array of different people here, and we should hear from them. Yawa.
Lucky number one is Rhonda Kirby.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this very important evening tonight. For those of you who don't know me, this will be my fifth term running. My parents are the late Ronnie and Barbara Kirby. I have two sons and three wonderful grandchildren that certainly help keep me grounded on days. With each term, I've taken on files that have been very contentious, and I've always been ready to take on many of those challenges. This past term, I worked on residency and cannabis, And as you know, the membership law was passed last night after 5 years and 5 months. So now we can concentrate on the residency law. The reason we had hoped it would have been finished sooner, but we wanted to make sure that the work that was being done in the membership law didn't contradict, the work that was done in membership wasn't contradicted. So I feel residency law is equally important now. And one of the things that is over these years, we've seen a number of other First Nations community people move in, whether it's for work or education. But I think it's important that we know exactly who's coming in to the community. And one of the main reasons was based on the Deschenaux decision, which, for some of you that don't know, has certainly added a lot of people to the Gunawaga membership. The other file is cannabis, which has forced us to put in legislation. We're almost at completion. We did try to make sure that we beat the federal deadline of July 1st. Now that it's been extended, we still have a little bit of time to complete ours. And actually, tomorrow, the drafting team is finishing up the comments that maybe were made by some of you here tonight. So once all of those comments are made, we will bring it back to the community as part of the KLCC. And hopefully it'll be in the new term. I don't think we can try and squeeze it into to next week. Other files that I've been working on are the Kattery Hospital and renovation project. And although it was slated to be finished this time, there were delays, and the completion date is now scheduled for early summer 2019. Part of that included the labor file, which is something that I've been on for the last 10 years. And from which started off with the qualifications program that started in 2007 to the creation of the Labor Office. In addition, is the transport file, which includes the previous work that was done on 207, which included the culvert project, and is now we are looking at the 207 and 30 interchange, which is something that is well needed, that will eventually, and from the press releases, you might have heard that the water and sewer will be part of that installation, although the connection won't be made until a later date. The 207 reconstruction is slated in the next couple of years. So the majority of work that I have is slated at the Quebec-Gunawaga table, and I believe I've been successful in all of these files, and I look forward to continuing on these projects. Other works that I have is included is the health file, which is Ungwaat-Garidatsara, community services, the hospital boards, and connecting horizons. For the past 2 years, I've been involved with collective impact, more specifically the roundtable, which is included with directors from Dewaduni Zakta Community Services and the Education Center. And it's great to see the number of people who participated in the two-day presentation that was held last year at the Moose. I believe that collective impact is putting us in the right direction that will work toward a more cohesive relationship that promotes community involvement. I look forward to working towards and building and nurturing those relationships that promotes trust, compassion, and empowerment for all of us. And I'd like to thank you for your previous support, and I hope that I can count on you again. Now, Goa.